Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. It's summertime, and we are ready to put on our skinny clothes, our bathing suits, and everything else. It's time to look at how to stay slim and stop the bloating. And when I say bloating, I just mean that feeling that your abdomen is puffed up and you have no idea why. You haven't been gaining weight, but you're feeling gassy, bloaty, and filled up. And you might be wondering why the heck we're talking about this, because we all need to look our best. I know you guys are going to put bathing suits on. Summer's right around the corner, and during these months we definitely want to feel less bloated, less fullness, less discomfort. Flat tummy season is here. I travel a lot, and I definitely notice, like, when I go up and down with air pressure changes, these things can fluctuate. And I want to make sure you guys know the top five ways to prevent bloating this summer. Feeling bloated is more than just a sense of fullness or discomfort. You can get all kinds of issues, ranging from disruption in your daily activities from all those embarrassing stomach noises, pain, flatulence, gas, burping, all the things. So what are the specific things that can cause bloating and problems like that, and what are the things that can help you? Well, remember, your GI tract is filled with gas and air. It is a fluid-filled tube, and there are several things you can understand. When there is a fluid-filled tube, your abdominal wall can bloat due to fluid retention, often hormonal, sometimes related to menstruation. Food sensitivities and food intolerance is a huge one. Difficulty in digesting certain foods, certainly if you have a low FODMAP diet and a high MUFA diet, we'll talk about these, you're going to do better. If you have digestive problems like inflammatory bowel syndrome, gastroesophageal reflux, or Crohn's, this podcast is definitely important for you to listen to, because all of those can give you bloating symptoms. Lifestyle habits, things you're doing that you didn't know you were needing to stop, like chewing gum, using straws, drinking out of Starbucks lids, eating too much too quickly, and too much carbonation. Interesting, right? So some lifestyle hacks that you can reduce bloating and keep your tummy flat, preventing gas from building up in your GI tract, is important. And things like everyday walking, swimming, cycling, exercise, of course, reduces stress. Stress slows down the GI tract. The mind-brain connection is huge. So that exercise every day helps prevent bloating by promoting motility of the GI tract. And those of us that are on Ozempic, or you've taken it in the past, anybody who's doing weight loss shots, you are definitely going to have delayed gastric emptying, and you may experience some bloating. So moving after a meal releases trapped air, and research shows that a 10-minute walk or taking 1,000 steps after eating can be more effective than medication in reducing air and gas causing abdominal bloating. Sometimes people can take pills like Mylocon. We've given that to our babies when they get, you know, croupy and gassy and they get upset tummies. And it's because they're not good burpers. They swallow air when they're drinking. We do as well, and especially when we're drinking out of those giant water bottles and straws and Starbucks cups. Isn't that so interesting? We're like big babies, and every sip from those is like drinking out of a baby bottle. So Mylocon is one of those tablets that breaks up air bubbles as they sit in the stomach and allows you to definitely get rid of abdominal air. Summer is the perfect time to start your hot girl walks. Get your steps in, enjoy the sunset, and enjoy the de-bloat. Now, mindful eating is super important. Your gut is going to expand and contract based on what you put through it. Always take your time eating. Avoid talking while eating. And, you know, you don't want to be talking constantly. You want to give yourself time to thoroughly chew and time to swallow and digest. This reduces the amount of air that's swallowed. Remember that overeating, of course, can cause bloating. When we go to Cheesecake Factory and you have those giant portions, it is definitely going to give bloat. Longer transit time from larger boluses of food in the abdomen and in the stomach can mean you have slowed your digestive process and you're going to be bloated and full. More small, frequent meals is key. If you are taking our weight loss shots, hopefully you are, and you're getting to your ideal body weight, because the health benefits are tremendous. If you're in the LA area and you pop into our office, Every other Wednesday, we're doing Weight Loss Wednesdays with Dr. Danielle Bilardo, and you gotta come in and get health optimized. It's more than just getting skinny. I mean, who cares about skinny? There's plenty of skinny, unhealthy people out there. It's being in the best shape of your life, getting your cholesterol down, getting your blood pressure down, and getting your health optimization in place. So I'm a huge fan of these shots. If you're doing these shots, we're going to teach you mindful eating, protein loading first, so important, as well as reducing the amount of carbs, but definitely bulking up on the fiber. Remember, small, frequent meals will ease your digestive process. Your GI tract reacts better to small amounts of food throughout the day. And number three on our list of ways to prevent summer bloating is don't swallow the excessive air. And you can cut the amount of air you swallow by eliminating carbonated beverages, chewing gums, especially those chewing gums that have hard to digest sweeteners like xylitol, and using the straws. Minimizing your air intake as you drink every day is critical. That chewing gum habit, you know, it seems innocuous. It does stimulate salivation. It does stimulate a little bit of gastric motility, but it's a lot of chomping on a lot of air, so it does give you bloat. Carbonation is going to be a hard one for me because I'm a huge fan of Diet Coke, and I know that's like toxic poison. However sad, that is my one vice. And probably have many more than one vices, but that's the one that's hardest for me to give up. So maybe this will be the year I switch. And I thought I was doing myself a favor to switch to, like, you know, just carbonated waters and drinking more mineral water and sparkling water. Definitely a fan of mineral water, but it's the same problem. Swallowing carbonation is bad. Now, certain foods, number four on how to avoid bloating this summer, certain foods cause gases and they're harder to digest than others. They may give you bloating. The cruciferous vegetables like broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, these are the biggest culprits. And they're difficult to digest. They have a lot of residue. They're so great for you and have many mineral vitamin benefits and fiber benefits, but there are more digestible foods that are out there. So if you suffer from bloating and you want to work on flat abdomen and reducing that, avoid broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts. The legumes such as beans, lentils, and peas, foods that are high in fructose and rhamnose and sorbitol also cause gas. And it's just important that you start checking your nutritional labels to see, like, exactly what's in what you're eating. What kind of artificial sweeteners, what kind of sugars, and what kind of products should you avoid? Now, the products and fruits and vegetables, you would think that every single thing is great for you, but along with the broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, there's also a few others that have fructans. It's the sugar that's in these fruits and vegetables that gives you this bloating. And fructans are contained in products like garlic, leek, onion, shallots, all the yummy stuff. Certain cereals like wheat and rye and certain fruits have excess fructose, for example, apple, mango, pear. Well, mango, that's sad that that's on that list. High fructose corn syrup, honey, these fruits and fructose containing things will give you bloating. Also lactose and galactans. If you are lactose insensitive, you must take lactate, of course. And many of us don't even realize that as we age, we become lactose intolerant. And lactose is present in milk from cows, goats, or sheep's, ice creams, yogurts, cheeses like cottage cheese, ricotta cheese, burrata, which I eat a ton of in the summer. So if you feel like these foods are giving you some GI issues, very often you need to take a tablet of lactate right beforehand. And remember, you might have tolerated the cheeses and milks and yummy things all your life, but if you're starting to get bloating and discomfort, gases, intolerance, just read your own body and your symptoms. Foods that are better for you or on a better spectrum are foods that have less fiber. Actually, you would think that fiber is great, but some fiber is so indigestible that it will sit in the GI tract and bloat you up. And we want to look at FODMAP foods. So what exactly are FODMAP foods? FODMAP foods are foods you might want to avoid if you have GI discomfort and bloating. FODMAP stands for fermentable oligosaccharides, disaccharides, monosaccharides, and polys, which are short-chain carbohydrate sugars that your intestine absorbs poorly. And some people get GI distress after eating them, and that can include cramping, diarrhea, constipation, stomach bloating, gases, and flatulence. So your FODMAP diet is really important to try if you've suffered from bloating, you're working on your flat tummy, and you can't get there. First, stop eating certain foods that are high FODMAP foods. The ones that we just talked about are some of them. Then slowly reintroduce some to see which ones are giving you trouble and kind of keep a food diary. Identify those foods that give you symptoms and do this kind of elimination diet for 2 to 6 weeks. For patients that have SIBO, small intestinal overgrowth, and patients that have irritable bowel syndrome generally are really impressed with their results when they try to do the FODMAP diet and they eliminate these short chain carbs and sugars that the intestine has a hard problem with. So to ease your symptoms, you definitely want to avoid these high FODMAP foods like dairy-based milk, yogurt, ice cream, cereal and bread and crackers, beans and lentils, those vegetables we talked about that have artichoke, for example, artichokes, asparagus, onions, and garlic, and some of the fruits that have too much sugar in them. So instead, eggs and meat, you're allowed almond milk, grains like rice, quinoa, and oats. These are better for you. The vegetables you're going to choose are low FODMAP vegetables like eggplant. Tomatoes are on the list, luckily for you. Summer tomatoes are okay. Summer cucumbers and zucchini, potatoes, and certain fruits have less fructose. So for example, blueberries, pineapple, strawberries, and grapes and oranges. So you can Google a list of FODMAP foods anywhere online and take a look at that and realize that elimination can really help you. Okay, number 5 on the list of managing your bloating and tips to get a flat tummy this summer, manage your fiber intake. Adults are recommended to eat 14 grams of fiber for every 1,000 calories of food you ingest because your gut needs fiber for motility. And while it's essential for digestion, too much or a sudden increase can give you problems as well. So it's a combination. It's always moderation. You got to combine fiber with carbs, a little bit of carbs. You're 40% more likely to have bloating if you eat high fiber and high protein alone versus high fiber with a mixture of carbohydrates in there. So remember to eat less soluble fibers like nuts, beans, and fruits. Increase fiber intake gradually. Don't just go like all salad all the time. Stay super hydrated because fiber can sometimes concentrate in the GI tract and get you constipated. And add something like inulin. Remember, inulin is a prebiotic fiber that's found in many plants. It can be beneficial for reducing bloating. It's definitely in artichokes. Love that. And it promotes a healthy balance of gut bacteria. It's prebiotic, so it's the home that good bacteria loves. And if your colon is populated and exposed to that, you're going to start getting the right type of bacteria. It's beneficial for your gut bacteria, particularly Bifidobacterium and Lactobacilli, to grow. So to just enhance the growth of these good bacteria, the inulin maintains your balanced gut microbiome. And this is essential for reducing bloating. You can find inulin in other foods like chicory root, bananas, asparagus, which was on the list of FODMAP, so you gotta kind of balance it, but definitely artichokes is great. You can try our beauty greens. My beauty greens have inulin in them, and it's so great because it's pre-digested, broken down vegetable matter. It's 20 different high potency, high ORAC potential vitamins that come from the best high ORAC potential fruits, vegetables, and fibers on the market. And there's also chlorella, spirulina, alkaline grasses, and such an easy thing to do. It's a scoop in the morning, and some days you just don't have time to sit and eat a salad. I know I often don't. On those busy mornings, I'll do a scoop of beauty greens. That'll go in to a drink in the morning. I'm less likely to carry a water bottle these days, this concept of sipping too much air, but I will drink a whole really cleansing, really good feeling to drink a glass of beauty greens in the morning. It has a splash of stevia. It's orange and cranberry. It's your perfect summer pick-me-up. So definitely try our beauty greens, the Katie Skin line. I have a line called Internal Radiance, which we've worked really hard on, and this is one of our great products. I'm a huge fan. It generates so much energy and immune support for a healthy gut. Now, should you be worried about bloating? It's temporary mostly. You can definitely do lymphatic massage. We've seen people getting these amazing abdominal stomach massages where all of that lymphedema and gas bloat comes out of your gut and you literally look like a contoured, sculpted supermodel after lymphatic massage. So keeping in mind that the bloating and dilation of the intestines is super critical. It's super critical to feel good and have the gastric motility, but mostly it's temporary. It's not a huge worrisome concern, but I do want you to think about more serious issues. If all the time you're having abdominal pain, discomfort, and digestive issues, please remember we've got to get our primary care doctor or our GI doctor involved to check for ovarian cancer, uterine, colon, pancreatic, or stomach cancer issues, digestive problems like irritable bowel, SIBO, or GERD, mental health issues, because our mind and gut connection is huge, and anxiety, stress, and depression can drive these issues in your belly. Remember to keep a food diary, because we can sometimes start to locate the problem when we actually write it down and think about it. And I want you to follow all these simple tips to help keep your tummy flat and feel great about yourself and get out there in the summer sun, enjoy your summer without discomfort, maintain your ideal summer body. And when you're traveling, most especially, as I am a huge fan of following all these tips. So that's just me teaching you my tips for living your best life. And I will continue to teach you more as I learn more myself. Anything I'm learning, I'm going to be teaching you. Don't forget to find us on a podcast every Tuesday. We do a longer one, sometimes with an expert, sometimes I'm talking to myself. And on Fridays, the 5-Minute Friday. And you can find us on Instagram. Our handle is Beauty by Dr. K, DrKay. And our website is the same, www.beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find our amazing products like our Katie Skin and skincare line, as well as our beauty greens. Don't forget to check out beauty greens. It's a great thing to add to your regimen. That's it for now, guys. Like us, subscribe to us, tell your friends about a podcast. You're going to learn so much here. Love you and stay beautiful.